We're going to do some stuffed jalapenos. So what we're going to do is we're going to get the take the meat off of one roasted chicken. You can get roasted. You know, you can get those birds from the grocery stores that they have in the rotisserie or whatever.
I like those.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Uh-huh. You know? Uh-huh. And so what we're going to do is we're going to dice up one red pepper, one red onion, and we're going to saute that with a little fresh garlic. And we're going to season that with 2 sprigs of fresh thyme, 5 sprigs of cilantro. Make sure you cut that up, chop that up really good. And 2 diced Roma tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to put all of this into the food processor again with 1 pound of Velveeta cheese. Uh-huh. And we're going to stuff the jalapenos with this. This should give you anywhere from 15 to 20 jalapenos to stuff. So, and then we're going to do a tempura batter on this, and then we're going to fry them. So for a tempura batter, this is just a really, really simple thing. 2 cups of flour. Then we're going to do a 1/2 cup of cornstarch. The cornstarch gets it nice and crunchy and hard on the outside. And we're just going to season that with some salt and pepper. And then you're going to add about 3/4 cup of soda water. And that'll give you your tempura batter. And then just in like a cast iron skillet, you put in about 2 inches worth of vegetable oil. And heat that up to about 350. Try not to let it go over that 400 mark, like I've said in the past, and just fry them up.
Do you do we chop the jalapenos in half when we stuff them? Or?
No. Just chop off the top and take the back end of a spoon or a fork or something, and you can kind of run that around the inside, and that's going to get rid of all the veins and the and the seeds and stuff, and that's got a lot of the capsaicin in it. If you want to leave all that stuff in there, it's going to get a little bit spicier. Mm-hmm. But
Would it be okay if we actually wrapped these poppers in bacon?
Well, of course, Jack.
Okay.
That would be more than okay.
Okay, I just wanted to check. I'm not a chef.
Well, yeah, you could definitely do that.
All right, so that would be stuffed jalapenos with Velveeta. Anything else? Is that it?
That's pretty much it for that one.
And that would make like 15 of them, you say?
Yeah, 15 to 20.
All right.
Give or take.
All right, that'll get us through the first quarter.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to do pretzels with a beer cheese Velveeta sauce. Yeah.
With beer cheese Velveeta sauce. All right.
All right. So for the pretzels, for the dry ingredients, you're going to start out with 5 cups of flour, and you can just use all-purpose flour with this. 1 tablespoon of salt, 1/4 cup of sugar, and 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. And for your wet ingredients, you're going to do 2 tablespoons of dry active yeast, 2 cups of hot water, because that's going to help to activate that yeast, get it to bloom, so to speak. And you're going to add 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, and that's really, really going to get that yeast activated, because they eat off those sugars, and that's produces the CO2 and really gets that bread rising. So you're going to incorporate all the dry ingredients into the wet ingredients, and you just want to make sure that all the flour is absorbed. Don't overwork this dough. You want... because if you overwork it and you start kneading it and everything, you're going to start building up that gluten that's going to make for a tough pretzel. You want a nice, soft pretzel. So just keep mixing it up until the flour is absorbed.
Now, is this the same pretzel that you serve at the beefsteak?
That's the same one.
Okay, well, good. And they are very soft, very tasty. All right, good. That's a trick to it. Okay.
All right, so we get that. And after you've let that rest for about an hour and let it rise, you're going to take it out and you're going to portion that into... I usually get about 8 portions out of this batch, you know, if you want, and we do pretty big pretzels, so if you want to, you know, cut that down, do it in a, you know, do 16, whatever, you're just making smaller pretzels at that point. And so you need to put this into a bath of 4 cups of hot water and 1 cup of baking soda, and that's what's going to give it that nice golden pretzel color on the outside. And we're going to bake that at 450 degrees for about 10 to 15 minutes.
There you go.
There you go. And now for your Velveeta sauce, Velveeta beer cheese, we're going to start out with 3 tablespoons of chopped garlic, 2 tablespoons of butter, and we're going to saute this until the garlic is browned, and we're just going to deglaze this with a cup of beer, your choice. I always use Guinness just because it's got a really good flavor, but it's not overpowering, you know.
Mm-hmm. Guinness is certainly unique. In fact, I was wondering the other day, is Guinness beer? If someone asks you if you want a beer, and you say, no, I'll have a Guinness, would you be accurate?
I think so. I think Guinness isn't, you know, it's pressurized with nitrogen. It's a lot different than your typical Budweiser, if you will.
Yeah, and you know, it's not really a lager. It's not really an ale. It's Guinness.
Yeah, it's just Guinness.
Okay. I digress.
All right. So we after that garlic is brown, like I said, we'll deglaze that with about 1 cup of beer, and then we're gonna do 3 cups of heavy whipping cream. You're gonna bring that to a nice rolling boil. And then we're going to add 2 cups of cube Velveeta cheese and just keep stirring that constantly, because if you take your eye off of it, then your cheese is going to stick to the bottom and you're going to have a messy pot. So
don't take your eye off the cheese ball.
No. I mean, the Velveeta is going away, so you got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, well.
And then we're just going to season that with a little bit of sriracha and some fresh rosemary, a little bit of salt and pepper, and there you have it.